Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, on Yom Chamishi, the 11th day of the month of Elul here in the United States. And Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the 12th day of the month of Elul, Eretz Yisrael. Today is day 699, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. Let us please not get to day 700. May they please speedily be returned home, alive, safe, well, and healthy to their families today. May Hashem please watch over the Chayalim, safeguard them, protect them. Bring them home safely to their families, all those in need, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in need of a refuah shalema, have a complete, easy recovery. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Noah Chassis of the Young Israel of Sharon in Sharon, Massachusetts, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Chassis slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chas, Chas Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu recited in both Hebrew as well as in English. That will then be followed by the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages. And finally, we'll conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, a 30-second pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you could do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor a day, a week, a month, a year of the Daily Tehillim Call, you could do so at ou.org/call. ou.org/call. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Chassis.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for the chavod, the honor of being a part of this Kehila Kedosha, this international mobilization of Tefillah, and yearning for better times ahead. Parsha Ki Teitzei is a triggering parsha because it's Ki Teitzei L'Milchama, which is a word that makes us feel many things. It's not just about Bayamim Haheim, but it's also Bazman Hazeh. Not just relevant to times of old, but also to today, but hopefully not to tomorrow and the days ahead. Instead of focusing on the milchama aspect of our parsha, I want to fast forward and draw your attention to a series of mitzvot. This is, I think, the parsha with the most mitzvot. I think 12% of the Taryag mitzvot are in Parshat Ki Teitzei. And in Perek Chaf Bet, there is a string, a series, a chain of mitzvot in which there is a mila mancha, a repeating word that I want to dwell on with you. That word is baderech, when somebody is on the way. And those mitzvot that use this word relate to returning lost objects, hashavat avedah, helping an animal carry its load, and sending away the mother bird, Shiloh HaKen. Just to give a few examples of this, with the carrying of, or helping an animal to carry its load, the pasuk says, Lo tiret chomor achicha o sharon aflim baderach. You shouldn't witness your brother's animal on its road, falling while you are on the road, while you're on the way. Ignore. Hakim takimimo. You should help pick up the load with him, with your brother and with the animal. So we see the word baderach there. You are on your way towards something, and you notice this, and you do something about it. Similarly, in the next pasuk of Ki Kare Kan Sipor, Lefanecha Baderech, if you notice, if it chances upon you, and you observe a bird nest with young ones, or eggs, and you want to take the eggs, you need to shoo away the mother first. Here too, we see that word baderech, which could mean that it is on the path or outdoors or in nature, or could mean that you are on your way to doing something else. And I want to posit that this series of mitzvot is about interrupting the flow of our work days to pause and to notice our environs that are calling for us to do something about them. In all these situations, it would be easier to turn away and pretend that we didn't see it, because we likely have a destination to get to, goals to achieve, an agenda to work through to make the day an accomplished one. But the Torah tells us that lo tuchal lehitalem, you cannot ignore these situations. You're obligated to respond, to help, and to make the situation better. I'm calling right now from my car because I am pulled over on the side of the road, don't worry. But I'm in between two things. I am literally and figuratively baderech. But I am pausing and joining together with you for a few minutes to partake in this international moment of tefillah that serves a similar purpose to the daily mincha, which, as we know, according to Chazal in Masechet Brachot, was established keneged Yitzchak, to be following in the midah, the character, the superpower, strength of gevura, of fortitude, of conviction, which Yitzchak represented. Because mincha requires that strength and that fortitude and conviction to pause, to stop whatever one is doing, and to convene with each other and with our Creator. And that is perhaps what this series of mitzvot of Baderech is calling on us to do. And that is what all of us are doing by being a part of this call. And so while my mission was to give a little bit of chizuk to you, I am receiving much more chizuk in return, because I feel like I am part of the people that have showed up and internalized this ethic of baderech, of stopping in order to do what is most important. I will conclude by sharing some terminology, some concepts, or a concept professed by Dr. John Gottman, a guru of couples counseling, in which he talks about the distinction between turning towards versus turning away. He writes that turning towards means consciously and positively responding to a partner's attempt to connect or bids for connection. Conversely, turning away involves ignoring or missing these bids, while turning against means reacting with hostility. Consistently turning towards each other builds trust and emotional connection, significantly improving relationship satisfaction, unlike turning away or against. End quote. This teaching, in the context of a healthy marriage, relates directly to the series of mitzvot that I shared a moment ago, where our nature is to turn away, to unnotice what we've noticed. But we are called by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn towards the stimuli in our environment to respond to them. We are called to turn towards each other, and we are called to turn towards our Creator. And so that is what we are doing here right now, and I appreciate everybody showing up, baderech, to turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're going to transition to doing directly right now, as I pull up the Tehillim on my phone here and begin with Mizmor Chaf. I encourage you to say this along with me. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai BeYom Sarah Yizkavach Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Azracha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadacha Yizkor Kol Minchotacha Volatacha Yishanasa Ela Yitenacha Kiyobavacha V'chol Atzacha Yimalei Nirai Nabi Shuatacha V'Shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalotacha Atayadati Ki Hoshi Adonai Meshicho Ya'aneyo Mishmei Kadsho Bigvorot Yashay Yimineo Ela Barecha Ve'ela Vasutim Anachnu B'Shem Adonai Elohim Natkir Hey Makaru Benafalu Benachnu Kamlu Benitadod Adonai Oshia Melech Yaneinu Biyom Koreinu Mizmor Chaf Gimel Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echzar Binodeshe Yarbitei Ni Almei Menuchot Yenahalei Ni Nafshi Yisho We Gavin Kenu Maglit Zedek Lema Anshemo Gam Ki Elech Degeit Samavet Lo Irara Ki Atha Imadi Shitcha Mishantecha Hema Yenachamuni Tarach Lefayna Shulcha Neged Zorirai Dishanta Bashemen Roshi Kosi Revaya Ach Tova Chaser Yudufini Kol Yumei Chayai Deshavti Beveit Adonai Leorech Yamim Izmor Kuf Chaf Aleph Shir Lama'alot Esayinai Elahari Miayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Mim Adonai Oseh Shamayim Ba'aret Al Yitein Lama Raglacha Al Yanum Shomracha. Hine lo Yanum velo Yishan. Shomer Yisroel Adonai Shomracha Adonai Tilcha Yad Yiminecha. Yom HaMashemesh Leakeka Biyareach Balayla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora. Yishmor Et Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzeitcha. Uvo Echa Me'ata Biyad Olam. Mizmor Kuf Lamed. Shir ha-ma'alot, mima'amakim kiraticha Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli, yitken oznecha, kashuvot l'kol tachanunai. Im avonoti shmarya Adonai mi'amod, kimcha slicha l'man tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kivta nafshi, v'lid varocha alti nafshi l'Adonai mishom l'boker, shomerim l'boker. Yachal Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai achased v'harbe imo fedut, v'hu yitet Yisrael. Nikol avonotav Mizmor Kuf Mem Bet Atkila L'David Bihiot Elama Arat Tefila Koli Adonai Ezak Koli Adonai Ezchanan Eshpoch Lepanai Tichi Sarati Lepanav Agidita Teifa Lai Ruchi V'yata Yadata Netivati B'orech Du Ahalech Tamnu Pachli Habet Yamin Ure'ei Be'in limakir avad manos mimenu ein doresh lenafshi za'ak yelecha Adonai amarti ata machzi chalki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiva el rinati ki deloti ma'od hati leini mirot bai. Ki amsu mimeni hosti ami maskir nafshi lohodot et shemacha bi yachtiru tabikim ki tigmol alaya. Achenu. Kol Beit Yisrael, hanetunim b'tzara u'b'shivya, ha'omdim bein b'yam u'bein b'yabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzi'em mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela le'ora, u'mishibud le'geula, hashta, agala u'vizman kariv v'nomar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say all together, Amen. And now, I say the tefillah for Chayilei Tzahal. I, of course, have in mind my own family, my brother, dozens of members of my own kehillah here in Sharon, in mine, and every single chayal who is living our values by serving our country and Am Yisrael. Mishaberach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, v'yivarech et chayalei tzeva hagana l'Yisrael, v'yanshei kochot ha-bitachon, ha-omdim ha-mishmar arzenu, v'yarei Eloheinu migbul ha-banon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim, v'yam ha-gadol ad lavo ha-arava u'bachom makom shehem. ויבשה באוויר בים. יתן אדוני תבינו, הקים עלינו נגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו. מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, Amen. And now, Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, we daven, we pray that they should be returned today. Mishaberach Avotenu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivarech, Yishmor, Yinsur, Nedaret, Vagan, Al Yisrael, Shavuyav, Yat Kol Achenu, Hanetzir, Mitzar, Beshivya, Bavur, Shakol, Akal, Kadosh, Hazem, Yitzpailo, Bavuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachim Aleihem, Yosem Yechoshach Vetzamavet Umosuratem Yenatekum Mitzikotehem Yoshiyem, Yishvi Meher Lechek Mishpachotehem, Yodu Adonai Chasov Nifotav Bibne Adam, Yikoyem HaMikra Shekatuv Ufduye Adonai Yishivu Uva Utsion Berina Vesimchat Olam Al Rasham, Sasson Vesimcha Yasigu Venasi Gamanacha Venomar, Amen. And finally, a tefillah for Cholim, all those who are in need of recovery, in need of a refuah shlema. I will pause in the middle for us to insert our own personal private lists of names of those who need a refuah shlema. Mishaberach Avoteinu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, David, Shlomo, V'yivarech et ha-cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Ulerapotam Lachzikam Ulahachayotam Yishlach Lahem Bracha Refuat Shelema Min HaShamayim L'chol Ebrei Mochik L'chol Gideihem B'toch Sh'ar Cholei Yisrael Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf Hashba Bagala Uvizman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Chas. It's great to hear your voice. Great to have you on the program. We are all the Derech, really enjoyed your very chizik, and we look forward, please God, and your Tashem, to having you back on the program in the near future. And I also want to thank our producer extraordinaire, Rebecca Levy, for all her work and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day. We pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. Don't despair, even during these challenging times. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you back on Monday. Shabbat Shalom.